right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. This is live from Studio J. That was a couple tracks from the Shivery Shakes from their latest release, Weird Weather. We just got off the phone with a gentleman named Will. He's one of the members. Going to be playing Deluxe Flux on Tuesday, so looking forward to that. But you know what time it is, everybody. It's 5 o'clock. That means we have a live performance, and we have one of my good friends, Mike Ward, in the studio. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I can.
All right. It sounds like we have liftoff. Thanks so much for coming down.
Thanks. It's good to be here. Good to be here. Nice studio.
Yeah, we kind of like it. I always tell people it's like we got it right before the economy went south.
Yeah, right.
6 months later, I don't know if we'd be here talking about this and doing this, but we're very grateful, definitely. All right, why don't we get started? What do you have for us to start out with?
I'm going to start with a new song. This is called Content, and it was actually the song that I entered to the NPR Tiny Desk Contest this past year.
Okay.
2019.
All right.
All right. Caught a cold when I wasn't even chasing. Saw the light when I wasn't even facing it. Found myself when I wasn't even lost. Built a bridge that I still have never crossed. Tried to escape without really ever leaving. I was telling the truth while make-believing. Harder I look at things, seems the less I see. Went searching for a forest, all I found was a tree. It's a simple life in a complex world. Want what's mine and you want what's yours. But when you're all by yourself and the money's all spent, are you gonna leave this world completely content? Used to sit in a cube trying to think out of the box. If I only knew more about bonds and stocks. I'm on the fence between the future and the past. Watching time pass slowly, but I think it's gaining fast. Sometimes I wish that I had smoked more dope, read more books and maybe used less soap. Gone to sleep later, planted more trees, learned a language to say fromage instead of cheese. It's a simple life in a complex world. Want what's mine and you want what's yours. But when you're all by yourself and the money's all spent, are you gonna leave this world completely content? Whether it's a paradox or a paradigm, pair of twos or a pair of nines, full house beats three kings every single time, and close only counts in shuffleboard and landmines. Is it possible to hate the very thing you love? Possible to be full yet never get enough? Am I on the bottom while I'm climbing to the top? I'm about to get going, but I think it's time to stop. It's a simple life in a complex world. Want what's mine and you want what's yours. But when you're all by yourself and the money's all spent, are you gonna leave this world completely content? Are you gonna leave this world completely content?
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, with Mike Ward. All right. So you got lots of great music for us today. I believe most of it's going to come from your latest release.
Some of it's coming from the release, but I actually have a lot of new songs that I'm working on, and I'm hoping to be back in the studio after the first of the year.
Okay.
To produce my third record.
All right. So we might be getting a couple world premieres here?
Absolutely.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. All right. So I don't have a playlist in front of me, so forgive me, but if you could just let me know what you're playing as we go along, and we can keep up there.
Well, this song is, I think you've heard it, it's called The Other Side, mm-hmm. and it's a true story about my family, and that's about all I'll say. I think it kind of reveals itself as it goes along. I was 6 or 7, don't know quite which. We were on the Canadian side of the Blue Water Bridge. My dad took us there to fish and swim and sail. We had a big black boat named after Great White Whale. At the end of the day, everyone ran to the 57 Ford, the station wagon big enough for family ward. 8 kids, 2 adults, the counting noses added up to 10. So my daddy started the car and off they went. They left without me, I was still on the other side. To this day I can't recall if I even cried. Got some sympathy out of it, Coca-Cola and a bag of chips. But I knew I would see them again on the other side. Now we were Irish Catholic, but that you probably already guessed. Our home was filled with lots of chaos, love, and craziness. The occasional fight over church and sports, over rights and wrongs. It was where the misunderstood and the misfits could belong. Margaret went off to college, later moved to NYC. My brother Jack left to study art and be who he could be. Kathy drove away to find fame in fashion design. Chris and Tom got married and found houses with sold signs. They left without me, I was still on the other side. It's not their fault, they had to live their lives. But staying home wasn't all that bad, with my brother Pat living in my parents' pad. But I knew it wouldn't be long before I'd see them on the other side. other side. Sometimes I'd like some time to myself. And on the other side, I'd feel some guilt about how it was I felt. When I think about it now, it's easy to see. Cost to get to the other side, well, it ain't free. Paul was the first to go at 16 in a car crash. My mom made it to 87 until her body just wouldn't last. My sister got cancer, she only lasted 7 days. And at 95, my dad, well, he just sort of slipped away. I remember days trying to make some sense of all these things. Family of 10 with one bathroom, one shower, and one huge ass sink. And I remember that day behind. Is that a mistake? Was it a sign? They left without me. Well, I'm still on the other side. I miss them each like the day misses the night. Don't know if I believe in things I cannot touch or see, but I do hope to see them all again on the other side. Yes, I hope we'll be together again on the other side, on the other side, on the other side.
Live from Studio J with Mike Ward, The Other Side. About a somewhat large family, huh?
Yeah, we had 8 kids and my mom and dad. But we've lost some of them over the years. We lost my brother Paul at 16, as I said, and my sister Catherine died of cancer. And then my mom and dad have passed, so...
Well, it sounds like your parents had a full life. It's not like they died young by any means.
Not by any means. My dad had a real good long life at 95, and my mom lived to 87. So
I was going to say, I thought I had it bad with 5 kids, but with 8, I don't know if I could have lived that long. I think it would have killed me one way or another.
Yeah. Well, you learned to... I'm the 7th out of 8, and my mom was the 7th out of 8, and her mom was the 7th out of 8. That was actually a conversation we had to have after I got married. Was, Mom, that tradition's not...
That's not going to happen.
That's
huh?
not going to happen.
I don't blame you. It's not like it was back then, you know?
Right.
You could figure out ways to get by back then, but not nowadays.
I know.
So that's wonderful. But unfortunately, it does happen. You lose people. But
yeah.
Sometimes just by numbers, when you have 8, 9, 10 kids, one of them is bound to go on you, you know?
Yep. Yep.
All right. So that one is from your actual release, the latest one, the last one you came out with.
Yeah, which is called We Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's what I was going to do next. I was going to do that title song from that record.
Okay.
Well, you begin your life before you began to swim, but remember, the water was there before you. So don't abuse it, use it in the right way. Games are here to play tomorrow and today, but remember not to cheat, for the day goes by, you're bound to get beat. And you wonder about the wind, will it ever blow your way again? As your hair grows thin and you commit your sins, walk your life on needles and pins, you wonder, yes, you wonder, tend to see the humor in things other people don't. And I have this life all to my own. Still don't know what it takes to be alone. An old man's story of a young man's dream. It's about the saddest thing I've ever seen. It's about the saddest thing I've ever seen. And you wonder, will it ever be the same? Will the days be long and hot or cold again? And as your teeth fall out and you try to shout, voice gets cracked by a meaningless doubt. You wonder, yes, you wonder. July, every girl and guy is dancing in the street. Ain't nobody home, ain't nobody gonna work, nobody gonna roam. Life is rough and life is tough, life just isn't long enough. But remember, we all get along. And someday, Lord, we'll all be gone. And you wonder about the dead. Are we what we were or what we said? And as we crumble up and we stumble down, nobody cares if it makes us sound. We wonder, yes, we wonder.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mike Ward. All right, title track from his last release. So you say you got a few songs finished up, or at least mostly finished up, for your next one?
Well, they're written. They're written. Nothing. The only one, there's only one song that's even partially recorded, and that was Bunky Hunt. Got me in the studio earlier this year for a song, and I'll actually do that next. It's a song we're using to raise awareness about homelessness.
Okay, and so does that tell me that it's going to be released on Whistlepig?
I don't know that yet.
Okay,
I hope so.
But he's been helping you so far with what you got going now. Okay.
Anyway, this song is called No Way to Live. I sleep on the sidewalk, the cracks in my back, all my possessions in a clear plastic sack. I got holes in my pockets and my shoes are untied. Cold's moving in and there's no place to hide. I don't ask for much, I'm just looking for change. Is it living this life have clouded my brain? But I'm reading my book as I sit by the curb. Most people figure I'm somewhat disturbed. Why can't you turn your life around, they ask. Why can't you turn your life around? It's a question I hear every day of the year. Why can't you turn your life around? Don't judge me or think I'm just down on my luck. It's like a catch-22, that's where I'm stuck. No training to speak of, job prospects are dim. I could eat all my wages, but I couldn't pay rent. My skin's turned to leather, my eyes have gone dark.
Can you look past it all and see deep in my heart? I used to have goals and I used to make plans. Now I sit here open, someone gives me a hand. Why can't you turn your life around, they ask. Why can't you turn your life around? It's no way to live and there's nothing to give. Why can't you turn your life around? I'm somebody's daughter, I'm somebody's son. Someone who played on your street, carefree in the sun. I might have been through a war or run away from it all. Watched over your kids as they're learning to crawl. My story is told on a handwritten sign. The only thing left I can truly call mine. To protect me from rain, I sleep under a bridge. I have no idea how far I am from the edge. Why can't you turn your life around, they ask. Why can't you turn your life around? When you're always on guard, eye contact is hard. Why can't you turn your life around? Maybe I got a will and I still have a voice. Do you really think I'm out here by choice? I pray to God and I hope he can hear that I ain't in this place this time next year. Why can't you turn your life around, they ask. Why can't you turn your life around? It's no way to live and there's nothing to give. Why can't you turn your life around? Why can't you turn your life around, they ask. Why can't you turn your life around? It's no way to live and there's nothing to give. Why can't you turn your life around?
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mike Ward. So that's a new one. We'll see it on the new release there. All right. So We Wonder is the title track of the latest one. What is the name of the first one?
The first album was called Not 45 Anymore.
Ah, that's right.
And it contains its... mainly demos, actually home demos or demos that I had done. And when I turned 60, so that's 5 years ago, if anybody's tracking.
I wasn't.
Anyway, when I turned 60, my kids, my son and my daughter, they found a publisher in England, just an online publisher. And they created a Spotify and iTunes page and created an album for me as a surprise. And it actually, it did pretty well. It got some really, some pretty good interest from a few mm-hmm. people. And enough to say, I think I should do this. I think I should do more of this. And I had been writing songs for a long time, and I would go on and off playing venues. I lived out in Milford for a while. I lived in Colorado for a while. Lived in Farmington for a while. And I would kind of dabble in it, but I had a pretty busy job in terms of what I was doing for a living. I was a creative director for an ad agency for about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you traveling for extended periods of time. So you really can't. It's difficult. I know guys who do it, but it's difficult to schedule shows and say, yeah, I'm going to do this, and then you're on the road for 6 weeks and you can't do it.
Right.
And, you know, it's...
Or by the time you get home, you're too tired to do it.
Exactly. And the hours are long. And I had two kids, and I was, you know, committed to that and committed to, you know, that end of my life.
So you were a slacker, huh? Just two.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you kind of fell into this accidentally as far
kind
as
of,
doing it seriously now.
Yeah. You know, I had a friend of mine in Lansing, Steve Curran, owns Harvest Creative and Sound over there. And he got me in the studio, and he helped me record the stream. Mm-hmm. So the stream is actually on both of the albums, because I felt like he helped me remaster it for the second time around, and I wanted to include it on the hard CD, because the first album I did was digital only. So mm-hmm. I felt like it was a song that sort of. I wanted to have out there because I think it speaks to a lot of what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
I write songs about what's going on in the world today, as well as songs about my life in general.
Now, I already know the story, but why don't you tell our listeners the whole thing behind the Psycho Songs?
So Psycho Songs, my nickname is Psycho Ward, and that was given to me a long time ago. It's partly because of my Irish temper.
I can't imagine that with your temper, really.
Well, people who've played hockey with me know it well, but if you've ever been on a dance floor with me, my wife says I earned the name there as well. But when I released the second album, there was just a complete mix-up on Spotify, because now there's just more artists out there, and there were like six other Mike Wards. And so I had been using Psycho Songs as my publishing name, and had things copyrighted under it. So we thought, well, let's just add it to the name,
mm-hmm.
and that'll separate it from the rest. And it did that job. Some people get confused by it because they're expecting something maybe a little bit different when I play.
Yeah, it's kind of like a misnomer of sorts. That's what I thought. But that's that way you can get $2.33 in royalties.
Exactly.
Because they're paying the right person.
I think in the year and a half, I've gotten about that much.
Hey, it's better than nothing, I guess. All right. Why do we keep it going then?
Well, I'd like to do I'm going to do a couple more from the CD. This is we have an Irish family, which means there's a fair amount of alcohol use in our family and some alcohol abuse.
An Irish family? No.
Yeah. So this is kind of written from that perspective. It's called The Next Round's on Me. When the mad glass is half empty or full, sort of like a gravitational pull, liquid courage or a paralyzing potion, either way each day I get my quotient, wearing four roses or a royal crown, putting it on never lets me down. So raise a glass to me and one to you, the bartender's buying, so I'll have two, or is a glass or two, or maybe three. Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. Whether I'm howling at the moon at night, or all lit up in the broad daylight, the drink betrays me ounce by ounce, makes me forget what really counts. Bombed on Irish car bombs, smashed on Sarmash, the next morning leaves me dragging my ass. So raise a glass to me and one to you, How many fingers am I holding up? One or two, or is a glass or two, or maybe three? Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. The next round's on me. Whiskey in my veins, glass shots to the heart. From Sazerac to Uncle Jack, oh, that's just a start. Mix and mold with a 100-proof habit. So drunk I can't walk, I think I'll cab it. I'm aged in barrels, yet never mature. I know every single solitary hangover cure. So raise a glass to me and one to you. All those empty bottles, well, we drank a few. Or raise a glass or two, or maybe three. Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. The next round's on me. Tastes as sweet as baby's breath. A whole lot closer to the smell of death. So raise a glass of, oh, and one to you. All those empty bottles, well, we drank a few. Or is a glass or two, or maybe three. Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. The next round's on me. The next round.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We all agreed we'll take ours neat, okay?
Okay. Right. I always have to disclaim that when I play it in bars because I just have to say I'm not gonna fulfill this promise.
And all you have to do is say, I'm a musician. Do you think I can afford to buy a drink for everybody in this building? Come on. Oh yeah. Okay. So you've mellowed out in your older years is what it sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Although, you know, there are times.
Just don't cross you, right?
And so I'm going to do the stream next. And then I want to follow that with another sort of political song if you guys are okay with that.
All right.
A little bit closer to today, but this song I feel like is just as relevant today as it was when I wrote it a few years ago. There's a stream running through this land of ours. A stream that flows blood red. Banks aligned with all the lives, all the truth and all the lies, all the things that we wish we had said. I can hear at least 100 million voices as I travel on where life once belonged. Voices echoing honesty, trampled under by society. Rather bury what's right there, change what's wrong. And what you give today, what you take today, can make a difference
for tomorrow. We must try today, before we die one day, to make something for tomorrow. From California to the New York shores, from Nicaragua to the bloody Mideast wars, every day the names and faces change. The more they change, the more they stay the same. And the stream keeps rising till it reaches your door. And what you do today, and what you don't today, can make a difference if we try. Not so long ago and not so far away, I was taught to keep asking why, oh why. Ooh, 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 ooh. There's a stream running through this land of ours, a stream that flows blood red, makes a line with all the lives, all the truth and all the lies, and all the things that we wish we had said, all the things that we wish we had said.
Studio J with Mike Ward, The Stream.
Yeah.
All right.
I just said that there's a station down in Nashville. They do a hootenanny every week. I think, I'm not sure what night of the week it is, but they do like a shout out to songwriters, and they say, hey, send us a song on this subject. And they were doing one on 9/11 a few weeks ago, and I submitted that and they played it. So it still has relevance today, especially with what happened today.
Ah, I've been busy having fun in the radio, so I'm not sure what that is.
Just arrests.
Ah, okay.
That's going to lead to this song. Every day in the comment section, there's talk about insurrection, holding onto a personal protection. It's an online viral infection, calling names at our own reflections, exploiting our imperfections without an ounce of introspection, at least since our last election. Wall Street's just on a course correction. Climate change, democratic misdirection. Win that you can't pass lie detection. Give Fox News indigestion. A big old drug-induced erection. Put it in the Smithsonian collection. We're always open to suggestions. It's a crossroads, not an intersection. Anarchy, it sounds good to me. Civil disobedience, well, it only makes sense. And taking a knee, oh, say, can't you see? It's anarchy. From sea to shining sea. Thank you.
time we must all resist loopholes, PACs, and lobbyists. All those family private interests and a few clandestine trysts. Distracted by more plot twists shouldn't make us even more than pissed. Yeah, fight back with more than a fist. Yeah, you get the gist. Anarchy sounds good to me. Civil disobedience, it only makes sense. And taking a knee, oh say can't you see, it's anarchy. From sea to shining sea, dark clouds above are forming, while no public policy is reforming. And the Congress, well, they're underperforming. And the White House walls are the ones we should be storming. Don't call it collusion, just a little family confusion. A total cash infusion, a presidential resolution to testify they are refusing every rule they are abusing. Now reach your own conclusion. Time for another revolution. Anarchy, it sounds good to me. Civil disobedience, well, it only makes sense. And taking a knee, oh, say, can't you see, it's anarchy, it's anarchy, from sea to shining sea.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mike Ward. All right. Forgive me, I didn't catch that. What was the name of that track?
Anarchy, it sounds good to me.
I mean, I figured maybe, but, you know.
Yeah. Dave Tanyas and I do that song quite often.
Oh, okay. All right, so... You said you got some other new ones for us?
Yeah. I'm going to do a couple other I'm going to do two songs that came out of John Lamb's writer's retreat that I did last year. I'm doing that again in about a month.
What is that exactly?
That is a retreat that takes place up in Harbor Springs, and he's got a... He brings in various songwriting, you know, I would call them less instructors, and they're more like they're presenters, and they are, you know, they kind of help you guide yourself. But John, I've only done it once, but as I understand, this is not uncommon that he gives these unusual, like, prompts that you then have 24 hours to write a song about.
Okay. Yeah.
And my prompt was that I'm changing light bulbs. I'm changing from incandescent bulbs to new LED bulbs. And he had all these, he had a lot of specific things that he gives you a full paragraph. Mm-hmm. And it's rich with, you know, things. And, but I'm going to play, first I'm going to play the song that came out of the workshop that I played for the workshop. And when I wrote this one, I had actually started another one, and when I left the retreat, I finished the other one. So I feel like it was well worth the time and the investment to go up there. You're just with other songwriters, and you're working on stuff all the time. So it's a good thing. Anyway, this is called Our Turn to Shine. Thank you.
I'm the last of my kind, an incandescent life from another time. Slow to turn on, I won't last long, sort of like this old song. I'll be replaced by an LED, 820 lumens like a new TV. Find them at Lowe's Home Improvement, part of the next youth movement. Energy efficient for decades to come. By the time it goes dark, I'll be gone. I'm a dinosaur made of glass and tin. Take me out, screw a new one in. But for now, I'll light the way. Try to brighten your everyday, if only for a short time. It's my turn to shine. I can chase away the night. I'm the perfect reading light. Whether it's an old newspaper or an Elmore Leonard caper. When I'm done, reuse my glass and those tiny little wires of brass. Can't do much with a broken filament when it's no longer radiant. But for now, I like the way. Try to brighten your everyday, if only for a short time. It's still my turn to shine. Still my turn to shine. I've been flickering for a little while. I'm on my last mile. Let me illuminate your smile before I go out of style. In the days before lamps, we'd sit around the camps. We'd look to the fire for all we desired. Maybe that day will return, when all we will burn is ourselves in the sun. We'll let it light our way, brighten up our everyday. Oh, for the rest of time, it's our turn to shine. We'll let it light our way, brighten up our everyday. Oh, for the rest of time, it's our turn to shine. 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 It's our turn to shine.
Brilliant there. Take something as mundane as changing a light bulb and making it into something our turn to shine.
It's sort of like the analogy of age, you know, sort of getting used up, whatever.
Yeah. So you, go ahead.
So what the other song that came out of it was it's a lot more serious. It's really about all the sadness in today's world and sort of the weight that people feel from it. And it's called In the Light. Times we all burn out like a torch or an old oil lamp.
our flame extinguished, our potential left untapped. Maybe it's the stress of living or the weight of work. How do we measure up? We don't feel our worth. We search and search for answers, even the slightest trace. Something that can help us find a way out of this dark place. Without light, what do we do? Without light, we all have fear. Without light, our eyes are blind. When we cry, no one sees our tears. Naked in our own truth, all ourselves exposed. We try to find a way out of the deep shadows. In the stark contrast between the day and night, every second is a battle. Every minute is a fight. Without light, what do we do? Without light, we all have fears. Without light, our eyes are blind. When we cry, no one sees our tears. Can we really understand the secrets each of us keep? Even when those closest to us sing down so deep, will a smile or a kind word touch a heart that's aching? Is this how we can provide some illumination? We all can see. In the light, we all can shine. In the light, there is a ray. There's a ray of hope that can heal us all in time. We all can see. In the light, we all can shine. In the light, there is a ray. There's a ray of hope that can heal us all in time.
Live from Studio J with Mike Ward, In the Light. A sad song with a pretty much a bright title, though.
I know. It's a subject that's close to me these days. It just seems like so many, and especially so many young people, just seem to have difficulty finding their way. It's just, it, it's staggering to me. I teach classes. I teach a class once a week in the fall, then I teach in the summer, and college-age kids. And man, you see it. It's just you see on their faces sometimes the weight of the world, and you go, man, how can we lighten that burden for them?
I don't know. We should have thought about that 20, 30 years ago.
yeah, probably.
What we're leaving them with, maybe not you and I, but you know, as a whole, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, it was tough when we were young. We didn't know where we were going or what we wanted to do either. So.
No, that's true. That's true.
That's a universal thing that will always be. But hopefully we can guide them. Hopefully we can help them.
All right. I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
So what do we...
It looks like we got time for one more.
Well, I might as well do this and end it on a lighter note, I guess. I don't know if it's lighter, but it's certainly more rollicking and fun. This was the title of the first record, and then it was simply a demo on the first record. So I had Lucy Little, who's a violin player, so she joined me on the We Wonder record. And I also recorded it with Bill Sadly, and I liked them both, so I put them both on the record.
Hey, why not?
I put a B version on it. Anyway.
It's your record. You can do that.
This is my birthday song. It's called I'm 45, and I actually wrote it when I was 25.
and then you woke up and you were 65.
And I'm 65 now, but I keep it I'm 45 because that way I'll be 45 forever.
That's the way to do it.
Got no mother. I'm 45 and I ain't got no other. When I sit here with my cousin and my niece and I think how nice it would be to get a piece. Yeah, I'm 45 and I ain't got no other. I'm 45 and I'm out of work. Well, I don't believe in God and I don't believe in church.
Well, I can't remember the words. I'm going to have to start that one over. 45 and I'm out of work.
Well, I don't believe in God and I don't believe in church. I tell you one thing and I'm on the level well. And sold my soul to the devil. I'm 45 and I am unemployed. I'm 45 and 100 pounds overweight. There ain't a food in the world that I can see I hate. Oh, I sit here and I watch the clock. Well, I think I might as well get crocked. Cause I'm 45, 100 pounds overweight. 45 and I ain't got no hair. I'm 45 and damn, I don't even care. Oh, I go to the barber and he say, man, well, you better go to Florida and get yourself a tan, cause you're 45, ain't got no hair. 45 and I'm lying on my deathbed. Bunch of cheese and a bottle of Stroh's beer at my head.
You know me and you know me well. You know that I'm going to hell. I'm 45 and I'm lying on my deathbed. I was 45 the day I died. My dog Spot was the only one who cried. 'Cause I fed him every day of the year. Now he'll never get another Gainsburger. I was 45 the day I died.
All right.
It's
thanks.
still about death. PJ Ryder said to me after he listened to the record a couple of times, he goes, I can't listen to that record in the morning. It's just too much death.
You got to finish it off after a couple of glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Thanks again so much for coming down, Mike.
Wow, thank you, Scott, and thanks to WHFR. This is awesome.
All right. You take care, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.